system has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Tennessee Communication Network, and certainly our guest is Joel Skelos. We're talking about the tragedy that's unfolding in Afghanistan. Remember, we've been there for 6.5 years. We've been in Iraq for over 5 years. And you know that in Iraq today, they still don't have regular electricity. They still don't have regular water or sewage. A lot of the people are still unemployed. Certainly, there may not be as much violence as there was, but it certainly looks like they're headed for more problems as the Iraqi army is mobilizing for an attack on al-Sadr and the Mahdi army. And what's going to happen? Are a lot of Shia Muslims going to fight other Shia Muslims so America can continue occupying their country? I think that we have a temporary lull in Iraq. I don't think we've won the war there at all. What do you think, Joel?
Well, absolutely not, especially because it has been long my belief that the United States has black operations going there that exacerbate the situation when they need to raise the temperature. When Americans get ready to put pressure on Congress to get out of Iraq, then they have these lulls, and all of a sudden the violence goes down. They can do a lot of this. Just because so much of the suicide bombing and other things ends up being connected to black operations. But you know, Iraq is really fracturing over this occupation deal. The anti-American terror Muqtada al-Sadr is distancing himself from the government that he once supported, saying his movement would not take part in provincial elections this year, and that's just after announcing the formation of a new paramilitary group to fight U.S. troops, as if his Mehdi army isn't enough. But I think, as the Washington Post said, that Sadr is trying to bolster his position as the chief opponent of both the American troops in the country and the Iraqi government. I think he knows that this is coming to a clash of terms here. Meanwhile, Prime Minister al-Maliki is finally raising the question I've always recommended. Should he ask the U.S. to leave? After all, the U.S. has claimed that Iraq is sovereign. We all know that that's a figment of the U.S. imagination. After all, the U.S. Has said that they would leave if Iraq asked them to. I've never believed that they would ask, and that's why I don't believe al-Maliki now. I think he's just doing this to placate the opposition, which is rising fast in the country. Prime Minister al-Maliki has come out openly against this agreement. He's denounced demands made by the United States to extend the presence of U.S. troops there indefinitely, saying the two sides are deadlocked and far from reaching an agreement. The American demands are strongly, he said, violating American sovereignty, something we would never accept. Well, once again, I think his language is stronger than his intentions. Al-Maliki specifically rejected the two positions that American officials have signaled are non-negotiable, that one, that U.S. troops have total total liberty without coordinating with Iraqi to engage in military operations, and that U.S. troops and contractors have immunity from any Iraqi law. Now, the U.S. claims, however, that they are softening their position as in dropping its demand for immunity for contractors, but I really don't believe that at all either. The contractors are the ones who do the dirty work, and they can't continue if they don't have this immunity which the U.S. Promises them. Al-Maliki does claim we would not give immunity to any soldiers carrying arms on our ground. We will never give it, he says. But in fact, they've got it right now, and they have no way of enforcing their position should the U.S. decide to fly out of the country and allow them to escape any contractors or American soldiers who are guilty of war crimes. And that's what they've done in the past. I fully expect them to do that again.
Well, I do too, and I think really it's really so very, very tragic that the American people don't understand that we are still occupying Germany. But after the Second World War, the Germans were in no position to object. We're still occupying Japan after the Second World War, but the Japanese weren't in a position to object, nor were the South Koreans after the Korean War. But the Iraqis are, and they're saying, we don't want you here. And we're saying, oh, we're here to protect you. I mean, we're here because we're so big-hearted. We want to bring you democracy. We want to remake your courts. We want to remake your society in our own image. And the Iraqis are saying, we don't want your image here. We appreciate what you've done. Please go away and leave us alone. And it's going to be quite an impasse. It's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Well, I think what we're getting is an October surprise. I think we're going to get a war with Iran that will make all of this moot. I mean, it's just going to blow up. The whole Middle East is going to blow up in everybody's face, and it's going to simply change the dynamics of the entire debate. Why else would Washington Post play up this week the old story about Pakistani scientist Khan and his nuclear smuggling group? Claiming, of course, once again, the international smuggling ring sold bomb-related parts and plans to Libya, Iran, and North Korea, also managed to acquire blueprints for advanced nuclear weapons, according to the draft. And how convenient that those plans were on a 2006 computer owned by a Swiss businessman, which was destroyed recently by the Swiss government with the permission of the U.S. In other words, we can now make these claims without ever having to prove them because the evidence has been destroyed. But as I pointed out in the World Affairs Brief many months ago, the so-called ring of Pakistani scientist Abdul Qadir Khan has really been working through the Pakistani ISI and CIA. It's a black ops operation meant to funnel nuclear plans to India and Pakistan. Well, they didn't get to India. India got it from Russia. But they got it to Pakistan as a counterbalance to India. And from there, they proliferated to Iran. But other insiders have told me that the actual nuclear plans were flawed, that they would not work. But they wanted to feed them to Iran to get Iran to be working on its nuclear project so they can eventually have an excuse to attack Iran. And that's precisely the sign that we're playing out. And the fact that this was old news, that the Washington Post has resurrected and hit all the talk shows, indicates that there's a concerted plan to demonize Iran, once again playing upon this old story that hides the fact that this nuclear plant smuggling ring was a U.S. creation.
I think you're absolutely right. In fact, I think a lot of this ties in very well with what Sybil Edmonds has put forward and what she told the London Times here in January of this year, totally blacked out by the American public, by the American press, and basically that was the fact that there was a spy ring at the highest levels of our government that was being intentionally allowed to operate and to funnel nuclear secrets to Pakistan.
Well, another news in Guantanamo McClatchy newspapers is revealing a lot of information that has been suppressed. The U.S. military hid the locations apparently of suspected terrorist detainees and concealed harsh treatment at Guantanamo to avoid the scrutiny of the International Red Cross. According to some blockbuster documents that the Senate committee released Tuesday, here are some damaging quotations from those documents. Quote, "We may need to curb the harsher operations while the ICRC is around," said a Lieutenant Colonel Diane Beaver. "It is better not to expose them to any controversial techniques." This was at a 2002 meeting at the Guantanamo Bay prison to discuss employing interrogation techniques that some have equated with torture. Her comments were recorded in the minutes of that meeting and were made public on Tuesday. At that meeting, Beaver also appeared to confirm that U.S. officials at another detention facility, Bagram Air Force Base in Afghanistan, were using sleep deprivation to break detainees well before then Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld approved the claims, according to what the Defense Department is saying. She says this is true in memo, but officially it is not happening. She's quoting have said that. And a third person at the meeting, Jonathan Friedman, the chief counsel for the CIA's Counterterrorism Center, disclosed the detainees were routinely moved to avoid the scrutiny of the ICR when they came to inspect.
That's, of course, the Red Cross.
That's right. The International Committee of the Red Cross, which keeps tabs on prisoners in conflicts around the world. So, you know, if there was no torture and nothing going on, why were they having to move detainees so they couldn't talk to the Red Cross? Well, another news of U.S. cover-ups. Even the New York Times reported this week that an Army official who managed the Pentagon's largest contracts in Iraq with Halliburton, KBR, Kellogg Brown Root, the Houston Bakes company that provided food and housing and other American services, was fired because he denied $1 billion in funding to KBR because of the irregularities in their contract fulfillment. This was Charles M. Smith, the senior civilian overseeing the multi-billion-dollar contract with KBR. He said he was forced from his job in 2004 after informing KBR officials that the Army would impose financial penalties if they failed to improve their chaotic Iraqi operations. He was holding back more than $1 billion in payments to them, and he refused to sign off, but he was suddenly replaced, he said, and his successors, after taking the unusual step of hiring, notice this, an outside contractor to shift responsibility and allow Army officials to back their cover-up with a, quote, independent report. They hired this outside contractor to consider KBR's claims and approved most of the payments that Smith had tried to block. Army officials, of course, denied that Mr. Smith had been removed because of the dispute, but confirmed that they had reversed his decision, arguing that blocking the payments to KBR would erode basic services to the troops. Dr. Stan, supporting our troops apparently has been used to justify all kinds of evils, including continuing to hire these evil contractors, Blackwater and KBR. Not all of which are evil, but clearly I think, you know, they are being put in there at great expense, much greater expense than hiring our troops to do so, specifically to build, in my opinion, a cadre of unprincipled people that will eventually take action against Americans when that comes up.
I share your concern, and the fact that they would fire a military, hire a gentleman who was in charge of this because he was reporting basically the fact that they were not doing what they were supposed to do, and that they bring in somebody else who gives out the money, you know. And, talk about corruption. These people give corruption a bad name. And remember, that's Dick Cheney's company.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, the Genesis Communication Network, our guest Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief, and we're just, we'll go right ahead, Joel, pick the story up from there.
Well, we're talking now, I'd like to switch topics to the Irish saying no to the Lisbon Treaty. It won't stop the globalists, but it is another setback to them. You know, the immediate question for Europe's leaders after the Irish referendum rejected the EU's new Lisbon Treaty, which, you know, by the way, was they had contrived this essentially to frustrate the will of the people. In fact, the Dutch and the Danes and the Swedes and the French had all said no to the grand European constitution, and so they devised this Lisbon Treaty to inculcate the same sovereignty-robbing principles of an expanded EU power structure and to pass it as a treaty. Governments have used their parliament to pass this treaty, but the Irish constitution requires that all major changes to governmental ethics have to go before the people in a referendum. It wasn't like Gordon Brown and Tony Blair in England, who simply promised their people a referendum and then backed out on that promise. The Irish had to go through with it, and they ruled against it in a 54-46 decision. Well, European leaders won't give up on this. They'll continue. They're continuing to press on other countries to pass the treaty through their parliamentary system. They're trying feverishly to figure out how to get around the Irish decision, trying to get the Irish Parliament to overrule the referendum. But you don't have larger global designs in the EU, that requires a mandate much broader than the existing ones they have. And that mandate involves a European military force, effectively bypassing the UN's lack of military enforcement powers. President Nicolas Sarkozy of France has just unveiled a striking, ambitious new plan for a joint European military force. He's launched his bold proposal for a new EU aircraft carrier task force. Now, along with a common air transport and logistics command and a common procurement system, this is looking very much like an integrated force that, by the way, isn't NATO. This is going to be done under the European Union. Sarkozy first raised this idea of creating a European naval unit during France's presidency of the Council of Europe and in a regular summit meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Last week, characteristics, of course, Sarkozy is very generous with other countries' assets, and the reason is pretty simple. There's no cash, left in the French treasury to do this. Nobody wants to do it under NATO, and so they're proposing doing it under the EU, and they need this treaty to give them the authorization to do that. So while it's heartening that the Irish people have said no, one of the downsides is that they've really said no for the wrong reason. It's not so much that they really understand the issues that we're talking about, the dangers of European military adventurism, but they were mostly voting based upon socialist desires. They view the increased privatization that is being used as bait to bring nations into the EU as a threat to their socialist benefits in Ireland. And this is why many of the people are against, on the left are against this, and many people on the right are being fooled into supporting these things out of their believing that the kind of mercantilist free market policies that are lowering tariffs but also increasing control through international organizations, right-wing people don't seem to understand that these are a damage to their sovereignty. And at least we have the left, who is fearing the loss of their socialist benefits, that are playing havoc with these globalists and seem to be the only opposition.
I agree totally. In fact, it's really very interesting. When the Irish repudiated the European Union in their vote, why, of course, the people in, who were really working behind the scenes said, you know, we've got to get this. We've got to get it. Well, we'll just ignore what they said. We'll try to get them to vote again. We'll use their parliament. We want to establish democracy. That's why we have to get this thing through. Well, if they want democracy, then why won't they listen to the people? The people of Europe don't want this. They repudiated. They refused to give the British people an opportunity to vote on it. And what people really have to understand is that there is a ruling elite group that has this idea. They're working very closely with people in the United States. They want the European Union as the first stepping stone towards the establishment of this world government. And just as they're trying to establish a North American Union here and a South American Union, African Union. But the average individual doesn't understand that what happened in Ireland is simply one little part of this whole massive movement to destroy individual freedom and impose a world tyranny upon the hapless individuals out there in the name of democracy. And I just love that. They keep saying, what we want is democracy. What we want is democracy. Ladies and gentlemen, they do not believe in individual freedom. They know democracy always descends into despotism. That's what Plato said. He was absolutely right. We're going to be back in just a moment here with our good friend, Joel Skousen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The Armchair Survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to The Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Not yet available in Iowa. Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Joel Skousen. But before we go on, Joel, I want you to tell our listeners how they can perhaps get a trial subscription or a trial copy of the World Affairs Brief and perhaps want to go ahead and subscribe to it.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. The World Affairs Brief is my weekly news analysis service where I try to put back things into the news that people are deliberately denied in establishment news coverage. This is the main way in which the establishment distorts the news, is by carefully omitting things that would change people's opinion about what's going on in the world. I especially concentrate on exposing what I believe is a globalist agenda among our government, who, although they claim to be Christian and conservative, is neither. They have an ulterior agenda, and they're snookering the American people in a way that is full of deception. It's sad that I think one of the weaknesses of our good people of our country is that they cannot see wolves in sheep's clothing. Anyone who professes to be a Christian or conservative, they tend to believe them. There's an awful lot on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com, about these kinds of deceptions. On the right-hand column, I do have a lot of excerpts from my archives on cover-ups, so people can investigate what I've written about everything from the JFK assassination to the Oklahoma City bombing to 9/11 and many ongoing things. Of course, the World Affairs Brief is the latest update of what's going on right now, and tomorrow I'll be publishing a new brief covering major topics in addition to what we're talking today on your show. People can get a sample copy of the World Affairs Brief if they would like to consider subscribing. By emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. That's editor@worldaffairsbrief.com.
All right, fine. I certainly recommend it to our listeners. It gives you a tremendous source of information, especially the website. But then, of course, you'll want to get Joel's analysis of what happened at the end of the week. So go right ahead, Joel.
Well, we're talking about you know, the European Union and their attempts to consolidate power and get more power from individual nations into an operating. You know, I'm getting the picture, Dr. Stan, that when we're talking about McCain's broaching this topic of supplanting the UN with a new League of Democracies, that in fact the EU may well be attempting to build this within the EU structure and integrate that into regional government when the U.S. is ready to do that. You know, the European nations are considered to be, you know, they exclude Russia and China, who have this veto power in the U.N., making it rather unworkable. Conservatives would get behind replacing the U.N., and we may well see this movement to consolidate power in the U.N. and create a U.N. military force as something that could easily be morphed into a combination with the U.S., eliminating NATO and forming a new government called the League of Democracies that would appear to be a federated joining of forces, but in fact would become a world government, even though I think in this next war they'll still allow nations to think that they're sovereign, but will be giving up essential sovereignty through these types of regional and world government organizations. All of this you know, brought to focus when we consider what's been going on the past week or so at Chantilly, Virginia, in the Bilderberger meeting. this month's annual secret Bilderberg meeting, a powerful meeting, was met at the Marriott Hotel in Chantilly, Virginia. And it was attended by numerous powerful men in the press, and yet not a single report was filed by these media whores. Excuse the word, but I can see no other word that appropriate. You know, they claim to be independent. They claim to be nothing will prevent us from telling the truth, and yet they all go there and swear to keep the secrets. And this is antithetical to the claims of these journalists to be working for the people. They are working for their own best interest, which they see to be aligned with these globalists who pay the bills and control them from the very top. You know, the Bilderbergers passed along an attendee list. However, the list is really only partial, highly placed persons who don't want their presence at Bilderberger known or left off the list. Thanks to people like James P. Tucker, Jr., we do get both a partial account of what was discussed inside the meeting as well as eyewitness views of secret attendees not on the list. Tucker focused on three things this week, saying that one of the intense issues which the Bilderbergers are concerned is the spiraling price of oil. They started it, he says. He has quoted previously a Bilderberger meeting when they called for machinations to raise the price of oil to $150 a gallon. Now one of the speakers, he said, say, are we reaching the point of diminishing return and we're risking a backlash from the American people? One pointed out that the Europeans have long paid much more for gasoline, up to $10 a gallon. He says, but we're dealing with Americans here, and they're not our own, only our largest consumer, but a different breed of cat in many ways, less compliant, less willing to be victimized. These Bilderbergers really understand, I think, what they're dealing with. There was light laughter, he said, from the audience. But he said there was more nattering, but no direct dissent from his argument, offering hope that Bilderbergers will act to prevent a bad situation from getting worse. Other major topics include, would the United States get help from Europe if it attacks Iran? Most European and some U.S. Bilderbergers expressed the hope that President Bush would not attack Iran during his final months in office. Although the administration's propaganda machine is trying to condition the American public to accept another war, as I just pointed out. Defense Secretary Robert Gates was not on the Bilderberger list, but he was positively identified on Friday, June 6, entering the hotel. Gates, his source said, gave the usual pitch about Iran having a nuclear potential and being a threat to all mankind. Gates noted that Shaul Mofas, Israel's former defense minister and a candidate to take over from Prime Minister Olmert, who's under fire to resign, told the Hebrew language newspaper Yedioth Ahronot that Israel will attack Iran if Tehran does not abandon its nuclear program. And I am convinced, as I've said before in your program, Dr. Stan, that I'm convinced that Israel will start this, Iran will retaliate against Israel and American troops, and then America will have a full-blown excuse to attack Iran. The Europeans were polite but firmly opposed to the invitation, according to Tucker. Gates and Ms. Rice, who was also there, told the U.S. would fly solo in attacking Iran if it got no help from the NATO, the European Union. And that also meets globalist purposes. Doing these things in opposition to international, it makes the U.S. out to be a pariah, and that's one of the things they want to justify a future world war where the Russia and China will eventually take on the bully of the world. Now, interestingly enough, Tucker also said that the Bilderbergers talked about how to deal with the Ron Paul revolution. Ron Paul ought to be very pleased that the world leaders are concerned about his anti-establishment movement. This, of course, relates to the problem of gaining approval of free trade agreements like the North American Union because of Paul's nationalism. Ron Paul, the only presidential candidate who immediately withdraw U.S. troops from wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, is feared and hated, he said, by the Bilderbergers for other reasons as well, not the least of which that he's principled and cannot be corrupted. While the Bilderbergers are confident they can control the presumed major party candidates, John McCain and Barack Obama, they are concerned about the damage Paul will inflict in the long-term goal of world government. The fact that Ron Paul revolution is giving the young generation a political education that goes beyond the presidential campaign strikes fear and loathing in Bilderberger hearts, he says. Even as they were being denounced young Ron Paul supporters were protesting Bilderberger outside the gates of the posh Westfields Marriott near the Washington Dulles Airport. Now, the last thing he said the Bilderbergers discussed was the cyber-terrorism threat. They basically talked about using this threat, including the advantage of putting chips in people as well as in animals, is that it would be sold to the American people as a way to get them on the planes without hassle. I've often said that's the reason they are violating their general dictum of not hassling the majority of people the majority of the time. They're hassling them specifically because they want to set Americans up for wanting to accept a type of higher level of protection from terrorism, which will allow them to get on the plane without going through all this scrutiny. And believe me, I think that would sell well with stupid Americans who don't understand that this chip will also, of course, have all their personal data. This will be used, of course, to be sold to the American people as a way to avoid security breaches of their personal information, which I believe the government is allowing to happen, specifically to build a case for people wanting to have this type of high security stuff in there.
I agree with
everything. This is a very slick agenda, Dr. Stan.
You're right ahead. No, I agree with everything you've said. You can just, when you go through the airport, everything is just so ridiculous. You have to take off your shoes, and you have to, you know, take off your wallet and your pens in your pocket and your change and
take your laptop out of its case,
right,
and put it in a separate.
Right, and how many airline hijackers have they actually prevented? I don't think they've prevented any airline hijackers. If there is, they've never told us about it. I think that they've gotten some articles out there to make us feel that there's a real threat of these Muslim hijackers. But if there was really a threat, then we would be certainly targeting the Muslims for checking rather than the little old 80-year-old ladies. They do not believe there's a threat. In fact, they will punish any airline that targets or racially profiles Muslims. So it's all so phony. You would think that the American people would see through it. Instead of that, they just get mad at the airlines. But they don't understand they're being manipulated. And until people understand that everything is to create a delusion, an illusion and a delusion, what we need is reality, not the illusion or delusion.
Well, you know, part of the reason is that Congress has a way people are plenty angry at government, not just the airlines. They realize it's Homeland Security that's doing this, and Homeland Security has a very bad reputation, but people feel powerless. One of the reasons for building Homeland Security to a huge mega organization is to make it immune from public dissent. And Congress has this tension, of course, of running an investigation on everything and never doing anything about it. Did you know there were prominent people on the official list? I'll cover a few. David Rockefeller was there. I believe he's one of the top 100 people controlling the world. I don't really know that there's 100. It's probably less than 100. But certainly these are the real secret leaders. Henry M. Paulson, Secretary of the Treasury, is there. Ben Bernanke, Federal Reserve Chairman. Robert Brzozik of the World Bank was there. Timothy Geithner, also in the New York Federal Reserve Bank, was there. James A. Johnson, former CEO of Fannie Mae and the one embroiled now in the countrywide financial scandal, who was chosen by Obama to select his VP. This is very telling, you know, when Obama, who also was a Bilderberger secretly this year, as well as Hillary Clinton, when you choose a Bilderberger person to select your VP, it shows that there is insider control over anyone who's going to run for president of the United States. Media people, Donald Graham, chairman of Washington Post, was there. Paul G. Goh, editorial editor of the Wall Street Journal, was there. Charlie Rose, producer of, he's a big-name television producer. Also had correspondence, too, from The Economist, which is a very respected international publication. It's always been on the left, but it does have probably the best news anywhere, but an international press organization, and also had German newspapers like Die Zeit, the Times of Germany represented. High government and former officials were there. John Adams, Associate Deputy Director of National Defense in Canada, was there. Keith Alexander, National Security Agency. Condoleezza Rice, Secretary of State. Mark Sanford, Governor of South Carolina. Notice Mark Sanford was the one who was opposing the Real ID. apparently they have now lured him into, and I'm not sure he's yet an insider player, but they're obviously, by inviting him to Bilderberg, trying to get this man educated to drop his stand against real ID and the driver's license requirements. Kathleen Sebelius, governor of Kansas, who's being talked about as a VP candidate choice for Governor McCain. Chester A. Crocker, the former ambassador who gave the axe to South Africa and Angola, was there. James R. Schlesinger, also a former government official, was there. Tom Daschle, former U.S. Senator. Joschka Fischer, German finance or Minister of Foreign Affairs, was there. Richard C. Holbrook, special envoy, was there. Just the list goes on. Naturally, the Prince Philip and the Queen, Her Majesty of the Netherlands, were there. They're the official heads of the Bilderberg. Also, the Queen of Spain was there. And George Shultz, Herbert Walker Bush's former Secretary of State, were there. And you had to come in the typical insiders besides Kissinger. You know, you had Vernon Jordan, Bill Clinton's lawyer, Henry Kravis, founding partner of senior fellow at the Husband Institute. You had the chairman of the Carnegie Endowment of International Peace, Matthew or Jessica Matthews. This has always been a leftist globalist organization. Richard Pearl was there, Dennis B. Ross, special envoy to the Middle East, Barnett Rubin, the list goes on. Even CEOs from Microsoft and Google were there. I've always suspected that Google's been involved. Everybody's having Google email now, and they don't realize, a lot of them, that Google keeps record of everything you do on Google, every search you make, all of your email. And people are encouraged to use it as their depository and backup for everything they do on the net. And that's all available to government because of CIA insider control over Google. They helped fund Google in its startup mode. Paul Wolfowitz was there. James D. Wolfenson. It's just incredible how the most powerful people in the United States show up at the Bilderberger Conference. This is disconcerting at best.
And I think the fact that you don't see this talked about in the general media simply is a reflection of the degree of control that exists today of what the American people think. You know, certainly if there was a group of patriots were getting together, you know, and really were having an impact, why, of course, they would be blasted, you know, and for all sorts of things. But here the richest and most powerful people in the world, they're not right, they're not left, they're not conservative, they're liberal, they're after power. And that's really what it's all about, isn't it? It's all about power.
Well, you know, the corruption scandals keep flowing out of Washington, the countrywide loan scandals, the latest thing this week, insider-connected mortgage company Countrywide, led by mafioso clone Angelo Mozzillo. If you disbelieve his mafia looks, just check out his photo on the Internet. I mean, if it looks like a mafia don, it's Angelo Mozzillo. He has suborned high leaders all over Washington, two U.S. senators, two former cabinet ministers, a former ambassador to the United Nations, all received loans from Countrywide Financial through a little-known program that waived points, lenders' fees, and gave them special borrowing rules. These include Senator Christopher Dodd, Democratic senator from Connecticut and chairman of the Banking Committee, which oversees these loans and mortgage problems, and Kent Conrad, Democrat from North Dakota.
And so they just gave him the VEEP treatment, V-E-E-P, very important people.
Right.
Anyway, God bless you, Joel. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll look forward to talking to you again tomorrow morning on the early morning show.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Okay, Joel Skelton, hope you enjoy him. I always do. We'll be right back in just a moment at Radio Liberty. If you're one of the millions of Americans who has a business, credit card, automobile, medical, or unsecured loan debt of $10,000 or more, and you can't make your monthly payments, why don't you call David Lemure and his debt settlement company at 866-374-3101. That's 866-374-3101, because they'll contact your creditors, they'll negotiate a 30 to 60% reduction of what you owe, and arrange for a convenient payment schedule that'll get you out of debt in 12 to 36 months. Why don't you call today? Because the penalties and interest on your debt is increasing, and call David Lemure at 866-374-3101. That's 866-374-3101, and start getting out of debt today.
Black Mercury purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Mercury purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are reclaimable, Black Mercury elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when we want to remind our listeners of Radio Liberty. My ministry is primarily listener-supported. We've got over 65 outlets every week now, and hopefully we can get more. But quite frankly, we need your support to do what we're doing. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, simple as picking up your telephone and calling 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to help, we hope that you will. And then, of course, we also want to offer you a free catalog, and certainly we'll send you a CD-ROM that you can put on your computer. Unless you specifically request a printed catalog, we'll send you a printed catalog if you want one. And then, of course, we hope that maybe you'll want to get our health catalog, because you need to lay out a supply of vitamins and minerals and all the things you need to keep healthy, because believe me, they want to take them away from us using the Codex Alimentarius. In fact, up in Canada, they're talking about outlawing vitamin C. They're going to outlaw vitamin C. Why would they do that? Because they want to destroy the health of the Canadian people, but they can't let them know they're doing it intentionally. Well, we're just going to have good supplies on your own hands, right, for yourself and your family. Lay in a good supply, and you can get them through Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like the catalog, you want to order them. Why? We've got all the things that Barbara and I take, and they're keeping me pretty healthy. I'm 79 and still going strong. Had surgery yesterday morning, was back working by noon, and we managed to do pretty well. And then, of course, if you'd like to get a free newsletter, give us a call. We'll get you one. How do you begin to understand what's going on today? How do you understand what's going on over in Iraq? We have to understand that it's all a put-on. You have to read the book, The Devil's Game. We carry the book, The Devil's Game. It will tell you about, you know, how this whole radical Islamic movement was created by our own government. And by, of course, British intelligence. You had to have an enemy, and we've created the best enemy money could buy. You need to get a little pamphlet called the Foreknowledge 911. It goes into the background of so much of what we're talking about here on Radio Liberty. That's Foreknowledge 911, and then for the final analysis of what happened, the true story of 911. They're the inexpensive little pamphlets. The each one is about $3.95, or you can get them together and cut down on the cost of the shipping. But then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will want to get some of the books we have. We have a book called The Terror Timeline by Paul Thompson. We got a great new DVD. It's called Blueprint for Terror. It's put out by the Architects and Engineers for 911 Truth. That's the Architects and Engineers for 911 Truth. It's called Blueprint for Terror. And then, of course, we have our 911 Mysteries and 911 Ripple Effect, and certainly In Plain Sight. And then, well, certainly go get hold of one of our catalogs and look, and you'll see the list. We've got about five excellent DVDs which we want you to get and to get in the hands of others. You have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that what you think you saw on that day was really not true. We have a wonderful book. It's called See No Evil, written by an ex-CIA agent, Robert Baer, who will tell you that one of the top officials in the CIA had made a remark off the record that when the dust finally settles after 9-1-1, the American people will realize that what happened was not a failure of intelligence. It was a triumph of intelligence. 3,000 Americans were dead. How could that be a triumph? Well, if you wanted to get us into a war in Afghanistan and Iraq, why, it would have been a triumph, wouldn't it? The book is called See No Evil, written by a CIA agent, actually approved by the CIA. You need to get it, you need to read it, and you need to weep. And then, of course, we have so many other great products at Radio Liberty that will help you to understand what's going on. And we do hope, of course, you'll go to our website of RadioLiberty.com. We've got a whole new section there on DVDs, and then we've got another section on other DVDs. You can just click there, and of course, you click on these other DVDs all across the internet. We've taken some of the best ones. We want you to watch them. Some of those that actually deal with what actually happened on September 11th, Aaron Russo's interview, where he tells about how Nicholas Rockefeller told him what was going on. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, please.